So we're down to two, as you said, Croatia and France. Derek Ray joins us now, longtime international soccer commentator. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
So England is gone, and certainly the opportunity when you get that deep into this competition and you are tied that late, no matter how it happens, it's heartbreak for a long time, isn't it?
No doubt about it. And, you know, this can happen to any team. It's part of the story. It's part of the life cycle, if you like, of international football. But England put so much into this competition. And, you know, I think England fans in the fullness of time are going to look back fondly on the summer of 2018. They were outplayed, I think, by a better team, by technically a better side in Croatia. And you can argue that until the semi-final, England didn't really face a top team. But they gave it their all, and you know, I was lucky enough to commentate on every England game prior to the semi-final, and you know, it was fabulous.
And you look at the game yesterday, and it's really seemed like a tale of two halves, Derek. The first half, England played really strong. They, of course, get that goal from Kieran Trippier. But as soon as Croatia scored that equalizer in the 68th minute, it just felt like England was on their heels. It felt like they were a little bit rattled. They did have some chances the rest of the way, including an extra time. I mean, John Stones has that opportunity off the corner, and it's, you know, saved off the line. But it really didn't feel like they were able to generate much after halftime.
No, I think credit has to go to Croatia because they got their act together in the second half. They took the game to England and, you know, there was a flow to their play. And, you know, they really, if you like, pummeled England in that second half. And it was a matter of whether England could hang on. I think they were happy to take the game to extra time. But, you know, as I said, I think to get to the semi-finals is a remarkable achievement for any country when you consider England last did it way back in 1990. To do it this time with a young team and the knowledge that they're going to get better. You know, they've got a number of very good young players coming through, people like Phil Foden and Jadon Sancho, who we're going to hear about in the next 5 to 10 years, certainly. So, you know, I think no disgrace whatsoever, and, you know, hats off to England.
And hats off to Croatia as well. I mean, we're talking about a nation of 4 million people or so. It's remarkable when you consider some of the countries, Canada, where there are a whole lot more people and they can't make this happen. And again, you need to find, you know, enough players of that vintage that can deliver. And Croatia, pretty amazing what they've been able to do.
Well, I'm very pleased for this generation in Croatia because it was their last go-around, I think. You know, people like Luka Modric and Ivan Rakitic and certainly Mario Mandzukic, who scored that all-important goal. And it's right what you say. I mean, they are a remarkable nation when it comes to the sports and a role model for other countries with much bigger populations. And they play football the right way, I think. I think that they play eye-catching football. And, you know, for them to get to the final, it says everything about the attitude, about the desire, but most of all about the talent. And, you know, I go back to that previous generation in 1998, the generation of Davor Šuker and Robert Pozanecki and people like that. And so they got it to the semifinals and, you know, couldn't go any further. But, you know, it is proof positive that it isn't about the size of country. You know, it isn't about, you know, how many people you have in your country. It's what you do with the people who are available to you. And Croatia do it very well.
One of the storylines heading into yesterday's match, Derek, was about Croatia and where their fitness level would be. How would their endurance hold up after playing a couple of extra time matches? And in the end, it didn't really matter because they looked so good for that entire game. But now heading into this final against France, who, you know, has a lot of pace, you've got a guy like Kylian Mbappe who can run up and down the field and blow past anybody. They're well rested heading into this one. How much of a factor do you think that is going to play?
Well, I think it's something to take into account, absolutely. You know, it does come down to small margins in the game of football, and France do have that advantage, that they've taken care of business earlier in games, and they are a bit fresher than Croatia. But I think adrenaline is a wonderful thing, and I think motivation is a wonderful thing. And, you know, Croatia will say to themselves, you know, we've done this you know, three times now, with games going to either penalties or in the case of the England match, extra time. So why not again? I do make France favourites. I think it would be undeniable to say that they are the team that you would expect to win on Sunday, but that's not to guarantee that we will. And, I think this has the makings of a very good final. And I think, to be honest, a better final than had it been France-England. Because I think that, as I said earlier, Croatia are a better football team than England at the moment. And I think England, do rely on set pieces. They do rely on playing their way. But there is more talent within the Croatian side. And I think that if France have an off day on Sunday, then it's entirely conceivable that Croatia could beat them. I'm looking forward to it.
With Derek Ray, longtime international soccer commentator, are we looking at the future here? I mean, here we are. Italy didn't even make it. There's no Brazil. Germany is gone. No Spain. No Argentina. I mean, some of the countries we are so used to being there, no longer there. Is this a wave of the future?
Well, that's always hard to say. I think it's a welcome change because, I freely admit when I did my predictions before the World Cup, I thought it would come down to the usual suspects. It would come down to Brazil, it would come down to Germany, it would come down to Spain. They would all be very close, all be semi-finalists. But, lo and behold, we have, the French side who won in 1998, but, on home soil, and a lot of people thought it was slightly diminished, that they maybe as a unit weren't, as good as previous winners. I disagree with that assessment. They went on to win the Euros, of course, in 2000 as well. Croatia, the small nation who have made it there for the first time. I think it remains to be seen. I do believe that countries like Spain and Germany will go back to the drawing board and will very quickly reemerge as countries who can win major tournaments. But it's very refreshing for the game. And, I think that any neutral assessment would have to take that into account. That we want to see, innovations. We want to see new things in this great game. And, Croatia, absolutely, bring it on.
Derek Ray, we thank you so much for enlightening us, taking some time out of your day and filling us in on the World Cup. Thanks again.
Pleasure, guys. All the best.